This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
What do you say? I come from a place called the U.S. of A. Ho, ho, what do you know? Hop in my car and let's go. Well, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. And if you don't love her, fuck you. Beloved by all from Tikrit to Beijing. If the world were a school, we'd be homecoming king. Worshipped by France and by North Vietnam. Afghanistan thinks we're the bomb. Oh, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Oh, land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. And if you don't love her, fuck you. Our human rights record is something of note. We freed all our slaves and gave women the vote. Everyone's equal forever, always. Unless you're one of them gays. Oh, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. Low-carb diets and fast food cuisine. And if you don't love her, fuck you. To all war-torn nations, to those in turmoil, we'll help you kill despots, we'll help you drill oil. And if you don't want our help, that's okay. We're coming in anyway. Oh, this is a song for America, home of the red, white, and blue. Oh, land of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean. Apple pie, baseball, and Shell gasoline. SUVs, handguns, and Us magazine. Low-carb diets and fast food cuisine. Crack cocaine, Abu Ghraib, and nicotine. Swindling CEOs getting off clean. Housewives all hopped up on amphetamine. Nipples get raided in C-17. FEMA and levees and Hurricane Katrina. George Bush's great rolling war machine. I think we're in trouble, don't you? Might seem I don't think our country's so great, but intolerance, bigotry, greed's what I hate. Most folks are honest and decent and true, peaceful, compassionate, good through and through. That's what it means to be red, white, and blue. And if you don't think so, fuck you. If you don't think so, fuck you.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
One of the most patriotic songs I think I've ever heard. America by Stephen Lynch. Well, hello!
Hello!
Everybody! How you doing out there? You feeling pretty good? You hopped up on potato salad? Have you been to enough barbecues? Are you ready to blow shit up? I know I certainly am, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, it is 4th of July weekend. I'm all alone up here on the 44th floor. Originally, I was like, it's 4th of July weekend. We don't need to do a show. But it's 120 degrees outside. I don't want to be out there. I don't think Matt Mike got my memo, so I don't think he's going to be here. But it's going to be a fun show. I'm going to pull out some classic comedy. We're going to rock out a little bit. You know, we got the makings of a good show. We got the makings. Like a good potato salad. It's just good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, we got it's going to be a fun show. You're going to be like, you know what, I'm glad I listened. And you might listen to it after the 4th of July, it isn't going to matter. But you're going to be like, oh, that was a fantastic show. Oh, it was great. I'm glad I did it. Yeah, that made my whole 4th of July weekend. That was great. Don't worry though. I do have a co-host coming in. Don't worry. I don't know what. Some days I come in here and I go, it ain't gonna be funny because Mike's not here. But I try my best, you know. I'm like, double up on the meds. You know, I may just be cracking myself up, but we've got some comments that we're going to get to. We've got some requests that you guys have done through email. That's right, email, ladies and gentlemen.
Got mail.
Oh, well, yeah, fired off now.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Everything was going well, and then all of a sudden you get one that doesn't want to fire off. It's like that firework you spent, $40 on that fountain. And then you light it, and it's all... Turns out to just be smoke bomb. Jay, what's wrong with you?
Oh, it's just called a little concoction of
Jaeger and Coke. I'm celebrating myself up here. Celebrating not only because it's the 4th of July, but because the month of July, not only my birthday... there's some big stuff going on with the show. I can only share a little bit. But also, the main thing is, 20 years ago this month, I became Crazy Jay. That's right. 20 years ago was the first time I fired on the mics and said, I'm Crazy Jay. So, to me, that's awesome. I was 18 when I decided to go to radio and go to school. And went on the air at college and was like, it's Crazy Jay, 90.1 FM. KBPK, and I'm excited. I mean, that's a huge, huge landmark, you know, for me. 20 years, and this show has evolved in many different ways, and I think this version of the show that you're listening to now is the best, and I thank Mad Mike for that. He's my boy, he's my best friend, and he's my golden ticket. We are back on, you know, we're back on a campaign for Sirius. We got a lot of stuff lined up, and I just can't talk about it. But we're doing it. We want to do it. We're here, and thank you guys for listening. You know, if you want to call the show.
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
You can do that. You can call 979, oh, area code 702-979-9606 to talk to us live. Maybe you want to go like,
Crazy Jay, I know that a lot of people like say how sexy Mad Mike is, but oh my god, you're so freaking hot.
If you want to do that, it's great. Call me. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. 702-979-9606 is the number to call. 979-9606. If you go to the Rockin' Comedy Show website, Rockin', make sure you get that G in there, rockincomedyshow.com, you'll find a little box on there. And on that box, you can call that number. That number allows you to do a little... voicemail. That's right. You can leave a little comment about Crazy Jay, Rockin' Comedy Show, Mad Mike, whatever you want. That number is 702-727-4892. That's 702-727-4892. Of course, all this information, the phone numbers, how to contact us, all of that stuff is available by just going to rockincomedyshow.com. You'll also see that we are available on MySpace, Twitter, Yahoo. All the good stuff. All the good stuff is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. But it is the 4th of July weekend, and we're going to get very patriotic. I'm wearing some red, white, and blue boxers. Drinking the drink. Playing the plays. I don't know what that meant, but I'm doing it. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, that we just sit back, relax, and have one hell of a good time.
What I'd really like to do is put the greatness of this man in perspective. I think there's really only three names. Dr. Albert Schweitzer, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, probably, and Leo Marvin.
And joining me on the 44th floor for this 4th of July weekend, because I have no idea where Mike is at this point, it's Rabbi!
Woo! Yeah! Soundcheck. Did I come in a little too hot there? I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
You haven't used the new studio yet.
So. I have not. This is... I mean, I've seen it, but it's... It is so nice. I mean, this should be almost like it's on the 45th floor, but the building doesn't have one.
No, it does. We just can't afford it.
Oh, damn it.
That's serious money.
That's How is that going?
Let's just say I can't talk too much, but we do have a marketing group called Red Carpet.
Red Carpet. How do I access this group?
Well, I'm not going to tell you on the air because we have to keep it hush.
Legit.
But they are working with me on doing a full-on online campaign to make them take the show. And here's why.
Because you're not bad.
As of today, for the year so far, the Rockin' Comedy Show has achieved 353,395 downloads.
So you're well over 500 for the year projected.
Well, not yet.
But it's going.
It will. It's going to hit.
Keep tuning in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's a,
make it hit.
To even achieve that number is awesome. This month, July 7th is the official date, but July 7th will be the 20th anniversary of...
Of Crazy J?
Of Crazy J.
Oh, man.
Started this when I was 18, wanted to go to college and do it, and did, and been doing it ever since.
Feel old
on,
yet?
But I do feel old, but, you know, the show's still young. It has changed several times. It has done several different things, and...
You mean you're not a rip of Dr. Demento anymore?
No. I was that for like 6-7 months, and that was it. But I mean, you know, what can I say? I mean, it's 20 years, and the show, this version of the show right now, best it's ever been.
Oh, absolutely.
It's never sounded better. The guests are amazing. The stuff that's, you know, being played and the stuff we're talking about is just... awesome. And the fact that I've been doing it for so freaking long, it is, it's my dues. My dues are being paid.
They better be, man. You know how I know this is the best time to listen to the Rockin' Comedy Show as opposed to years past?
Why?
Because I've obviously listened to your show for 20 years.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, I'm 22 years old. Get the, do the math. Yeah. Mm. We're good. We're good. Got it. Sweet.
We have some comments and an interesting comment that has definitely come in, and it's not the first time people have asked me for this, but our first one is about our show we did last week with our guest, Roxy Gunn.
Dude, she's hot.
She is fantastic.
She's talented.
Turbo Man Bear writes, I wanted to meet Roxy, but she sounded completely terrified during the 20-minute NuvaRing Creep Fest. Thanks, Jay. We do have something in the works, and I can't really say... But it is a listener party, and again, it will be involving Red Carpet, and this listener party will be unlike any other one that we've done.
Right.
Because it will be pretty much a live representation of the show. We will have Roxy Gunn coming on to perform a couple of songs. We have a couple of stand-up comics lined up to come in and do some jokes. We've got Rock Band and Karaoke. The webcams are going to be on. We have all kinds of stuff happening. It's going to be huge.
My only question, this is a Red Carpet event, right?
Well, it's not a red carpet. Well, they're the marketing people behind it.
Okay. Will the carpet match the drapes? All I'm asking.
No. Because
no?
She's Italian and has black hair.
Oh, fuck.
But she's...
Well, that's all that matters.
So she's sexy.
Kalika sexy? Oops.
You know, probably could give Kalika a run for her money.
Uh-oh. Kalika, you better tighten that ass
up.
We've
got a lot of stuff really really going on right now for the last couple months of summer. She was like, are you opposed to doing anything during the day, like at the pools? Oh, I've been trying to do that for freaking months.
Say, we got the banner. We're ready to go.
Yeah, we're ready. We want this to happen.
Definitely.
So, before Mad Mike, when I used to do the show solo all the time, before co-hosts and things like that.
Before Speech Impediment Man?
Before Speech Impediment Man.
That's not a bad impression, actually.
When I was still doing the show, I was still doing the news, and at that time was doing the news the old way with the sound bites running through it. There was a bit that I did in the news, and this comment will kind of explain a little bit more, but he Tyson writes, Jay, not sure how long it was, but you did this story about a guy being raped by a wombat. Now he speaks with an Australian accent. You were laughing because he is from New Zealand, and both their accents are very similar. And they got, and see, and that he got raped by a wombat, and you had such a hard time getting through this story. I have searched your archives and could not find it. Oh, God, could you please play this clip? Now, back in the day, when I archived the show, I wouldn't put specific tags in there, so it was really hard to find. I spent the majority of yesterday looking for this particular clip, because
right,
it's not
right.
The first time somebody has asked to rehear it. Today, this is still the funniest clip I have ever done, and even now, listening to it, I was like, why couldn't I get through it? And I still think about the one line in that story, and I still laugh. And this news story was not that long. I think it was a paragraph at the most, but because of the one quote that the gentleman said to the newspapers, I could not get through it. And I had to look and look. Fortunately, I did spend the time to do that because I found out that several of the old links on the website were broke and I had to go in there and fix them, which would be why Tyson couldn't find it. But going back to October of 2008.
Wow.
Episode 49. This is where the news is from. The week prior to the week before this happened, our guest was Matt Kirshen. He had just finished up his run on Last Comic Standing, and he came in and he did the news with me, and it was a lot of fun. When he went back to England, he sent me the story, and I was confused, thinking that, no, that story had to be done when Matt Kirshen was here, because I thought he handed it to me. But he actually remember him emailing me the story going, I think this is perfect for your show. And that's when I began to read it, and I couldn't get through it. And even after finding it and telling Krista I found it, and I said, and she goes, do you remember the line that made you laugh? And I said, yes, and I went to say it, and I laughed even more.
Say it now. Let's hear it.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't, because you're going to hear the clip, but it's just the funniest fucking clip. And you'll probably laugh more of the fact that I can't get through it. Because it's that funny. And here it is. From October of 2008.
I'm having a hard time getting through the story. I've read it I don't know how many times. And there's just a certain part in the story that when I get to it, I can't say it without laughing. So bear with me. Here we go. Man said a wombat rape led to his accent change. That's right.
I give us about 20 minutes before our first ass raping.
Okay. I'm good right here.
New Zealand man who claimed he was raped by a wombat and that the experience left him speaking with an Australian accent has been found guilty of wasting police time. Arthur Craddock, 48, from the South Island town of Motuak, called police to tell them he was being raped by the marsupial at his home and needed urgent assistance.
There will be an orgy beginning at 3:40 in exactly 4 minutes. Orgy at 3:40, 4 minutes!
Craddock, an orchard worker, later called back to reassure the police operator that he was all right. God, here it comes. Oh, I thought for sure I was going to be able to get through it, but I can't. Craddock goes on to say in here that I'll retract.
What?
I'll retract the rape complaint.
That gets me every time, and I know it's coming.
It's so true. He said, oh, I love Matt for sending me this story, but at the same time, I could kill him because I just can't say it because the upcoming line is just so funny. All right. Here we go. I'll retract the rape complaint from the wombat. Wait, one more time.
Classic.
I'll retract the rape complaint from the wombat because he pulled out. Apart from speaking with an Australian accent now, I'm pretty all right, you know. I didn't hurt my bum at all.
Well, you're acting like such a homophobe.
I just love that quote. He pleaded guilty in Nelson District Court to using a phone for fictitious purposes and was sentenced to 75 hours of community work. Police prosecutor Sergeant Chris Stringer told the court, this is a kicker, like we didn't see this coming, that alcohol played a large role in Fatty's life.
I've given this country what it has long needed.
A good
10-cent drunk.
Anyway, so that's it from October of 2008.
Oh, my God.
People love that clip. That's not the first time people have emailed me and said, hey, where is this clip of you and the wombat?
In all honesty, the wombat pulled out, dude. He was nice.
He did pull out. But the funny part is, like, two, three weeks later, the follow-up to that story came out. And he then admitted that he wasn't drunk. And I laughed even harder because I'm like, no, don't change that. Say that you were drunk because it would be a lot worse if you were sober. So I love that. That is just awesome, awesome stuff.
How does that even happen?
Well, when you live in New Zealand, you know, those animals are like, you know, just. They just
walk
around.
Up and do whatever they want to you.
Yeah, they just run around, do what they want.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll be back after this.
My life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Sorry, should I? You want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful. That you couldn't inflate, and you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you party pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that slurpee machine. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. While you're playing Halo 2, no one's classier than you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, loser. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. Your mom and you're 42.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Refuse to yield. Lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
hip-hop star, and I'm better than you are. Thanks to auto-tune. Been working here for so long, why would I stop on this song?
Samey,
all the same,
At first you
thought it was so cool, now we just sound like fools.
This filter
makes me sound so gay, I can say I'm gonna beat you, get you syphilis and leave you. But you think it's all okay,
Cause my
voice is so unthreatening.
Dino Mike with, I think, one of his best songs ever.
The best.
What'd you say? He's in the studio filming the video for that this weekend.
And it's supposed to be, like, dead on, right?
Yeah. He's got the hotel where they filmed the original video and all that.
So Mike's going to be dancing around with boobies and shit, shaking his ass.
A hot chick, I guess.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. And other news that he'll be coming on to talk about, but he has been signed by a national record label, ladies and gentlemen.
Give it up
to Mr. Dino Mike. So,
congrats to him, man. That's great.
Lots of things happening. Crazy J got some stuff going on.
Yes, he does.
You're going to either be with me or against me, but I'd say right now is not a real good time to be against me.
I'd bet on you. If I was a casino, 5-1 odds, at least.
Right now, it is freaking amazing. And, when we, when we're done here and I can talk off the air about it, you're going to be freaking blown away.
Am I going to pop a chubby?
You could.
I might.
Yeah.
I do find business to be sexual. I am Jewish after all.
It's amazing. And, they're quite aware of, the team that I have. And, I told them they're all apart.
Oh yeah, man.
They're all apart. And, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the future of half of the show.
Half of the show? We'll see. Maybe a little bit of Yoko Itis. Maybe something else. I don't know.
I don't ever really think it went away.
Hmm.
False
sense of security. Mm-hmm. Thinking that he might have got away from it, but
might
have.
Maybe the penicillin shot wasn't good enough.
What is it when the disease got relapse? I believe maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe God.
Yeah.
That's so terrible, man. You got to feel bad for him.
Yeah, especially in this heat.
Oh, geez, that's brutal. I didn't even realize that.
Right?
God. To be ill, then you got to deal with 120-degree weather? Ugh.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and people are actually going to be, assigned positions pretty soon.
Nice.
You know, it's going to be that sort of a deal. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a few celebrity calls to get to. And we've got the news. And we're even going to, since it's 4th of July, we'll be doing the Crazy 8 Countdown.
All right.
And all kinds of stuff. So we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
Never, 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 never. Let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real.
keep it real.
Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
The trouble continued to brew. It was a time for action and a time for words. On a hot July night in 1776, Benjamin Franklin was aroused from his work by the call of destiny.
Hey, you in there, Ben?
Who's that, Sylvia?
It's the call of destiny.
Come on, take a look through the curtains there.
It's Tom Jefferson.
What, again? Well, it's no good. I'll have to let him in. I'm coming, I'm coming.
Hi, Ben.
Tom?
You got a minute?
Well, I tell you the truth, we were just going out of town for the weekend.
But it's only Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, you know, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Well, what does that got to do with anything, Franklin?
I don't know. It's the first thing came into my head. I'm just making conversation. An idle brain is the devil's playground, you know.
So you're pretty good at that, aren't you?
Yeah, there's some new wise sayings I just made up.
Wise sayings?
Yeah, I call them wise sayings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I got this petition here I've been circulating around the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Kind of thought you'd like to sign it. It's called the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I heard about that. Sounds a little suspect, if you ask me.
What do you mean, suspect?
Well, you're advocating the overthrow of the British government by force and violence, aren't you?
Well, yeah, but... We've had it with that royal jazz.
Who's we?
Well, all the guys.
Who's all the guys?
Oh, George, Jim Madison, Alex Hamilton, Johnny Adams. You know, all the guys.
The lunatic fringe.
Oh, they are not.
Bunch of wild-eyed radicals, professional liberals. Don't kid me.
Oh, you call George Washington a wild-eyed radical?
Washington? I don't see his name on there.
No, but he promised to sign it.
Oh, yeah. That's George for you. Talks up a storm with them wooden teeth. Can't shut him off. When it comes time to put the name on the old parchment or Rooney, try and find him.
Hey, what are you so surly about today?
Surly to bed and surly to rise.
Oh, all right, all right. Let's knock off the one-line jokes and sign the petition. What do you say, huh, fella?
Well, let me skim down it here. When in the course of human events, so-and-so, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness...
That's pursuit of happiness.
Well, all your S's look like F's here.
Oh, it's stylish.
Oh, I see.
It's in. It's very in.
Oh, well, if it's in. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, so-and-so, solemnly publish and declare that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British crown, and so on. A little overboard, isn't it?
Well,
you write this?
Yeah, I knocked it out. It's just a first draft, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, why don't you leave it with me and I'll mail it in,
oh,
huh?
Oh, come on.
Oh, I tell you, Tom, let me say this. I'm with you in spirit. I'm sure you understand that, but, you know, I got to play it conservative. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
I got the printing business going pretty good. Almanac made Book of the Month. Yeah, and then I got the inventions, you know. Got pretty good distribution on the stoves now. And, of course, every Saturday evening, I bring out the mag.
The what?
Magazine.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me, that artist I sent by. Did you look at his stuff?
You mean the Rockwell boy? Skinny kid with the pipe?
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah, I glanced at it, and he's too far out for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you got to play it safe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But getting back to the signing of the petition, how about it, huh?
Well,
it's a harmless paper.
Oh, sure, harmless. I know how these things happen. You go to a couple of harmless parties, sign a harmless petition, forget all about it. 10 years later, you get hauled up before a committee. No, thank you. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life writing in Europe.
Oh, come on.
Come on what?
Come on and put your name on the dotted line.
I got to be particular what I sign.
It's just a piece of paper.
Just a piece of paper, that's what you say.
Come on and put your signature on the list.
It looks to have a very subversive twist.
How silly to assume it. Won't you non-deplume it today? You're so skittish. Who possibly could care if you do?
The Un-British Activities Committee, that's who.
Let's have a little drinko and fill the quill.
It sounds a little pinko to me, but still.
Knock off the timid manner if you want a banner to raise.
Banner to raise.
You must take,
I must take
a stand,
a stand
for this brave,
for this brave
new land,
new land,
for
who wants to live,
to live,
so concerned,
so concerned, but if,
but if,
I don't disagree,
agree,
but a man can.
if I sign it, will you renew your subscription?
Yeah, if you promise not to keep throwing it on the roof.
Well,
if it isn't on the roof, it's in the rose bushes or in the mud.
My eyesight isn't what it used to be, you know. Besides, it's hard to hit the porch from a horse.
Now, come on. All we want to do is hold a few truths to be self-evident.
You sure it's not going to start a revolution or anything?
Trust me.
Okay, give it to me. You got a quill on you?
Here you are.
Look at that show-off Hancock, will you? Pretty flamboyant signature for an insurance man.
you did a good thing, Ben. You won't be sorry. Now, if I can just get another three or four guys, we'll be all set.
Well, I tell you one thing.
What's that?
You better get them to sign it in the next couple of days before they all take off for the 4th of July weekend.
Filling in for Mad Mike, it's Insane Rap.
Woo! There's always a crowd in the background, but it's only like one person. I don't know why.
It's you.
Damn it. They don't have to know that.
I originally was like, there isn't going to be a show this week because it's 4th of July weekend, but
right.
I ain't got nothing going on.
Say, dude, we got to do it. We got to party. Got to blow shit up. Got to have some fun.
I got, you know, Jaeger and Coke. I'm on my third one.
That means you should be feeling pretty good about now.
One more and I'll be fantastic.
One more, you'll just be... Yeah. Dude, all I know is I got to bring over my... Did I tell you about my briefcase?
No.
Oh. So, the store, I opened it back up, and within a matter of days, it had to close down for business reasons, legal reasons to an extent. But what I realized is I went through and I checked, like, I moved all my Xbox games. I have, like, 7360 games. No joke. So I think you and I need to get seriously shit-faced, play some Xbox 360, and have some fun.
Is it one of these things where I'm told we're going to go and get shit-faced and then it doesn't happen? Or are you actually going to come over? Because you don't really get shit-faced.
I'd like get sick when I get shit. You know what? I'll get buzzed to shit-faced, kind of. You know what happened the last time you got me shit-faced, right?
I did not get you shit-faced.
You bought me a fucking 40-ounce, but not a beer, a fucking vodka Red Bull.
That's what you wanted.
That is what I wanted. But 40 ounces?
That's how they come. They don't come any other drink size there.
That is amazing. That's no wonder that place makes money.
And one of those?
Can I get a small, please? Sure.
One of those
bucks.
Would not have got you drunk had you not drank the entire time at the listener party.
I think you just wanted me to get my pants off.
Yeah, I want your pants off.
No, yeah. All right. Back to the Xbox 360 party. Kind of on that note as well, I have officially been challenged. Did I tell you about this?
No.
So Alexis's brother-in-law... Me and him were talking, and he plays Tiger Woods 11 on his PlayStation 3. And I was like, you know, we got to play sometime. And he's like, I know. We'll play. He laid out the rules like he was ready for me to challenge him. It was just a point number one. These heroes are these characters, only ones you can use. Point number two. No club of this, no this, no this. And I was just like, I didn't know this was a science behind this shit. Fuck. Overall... I'm looking forward to it. Maybe we have to televise this. Webcam it, something like that?
We could.
Sounds fun.
You never know what's going to happen.
There might be alcohol involved.
There's always alcohol.
There's always alcohol involved.
It's not even a question at this point. There's alcohol involved at every event. It's just how it works.
So I have...
Speaking of Alexis, and speaking of game playing,
yes.
I have... been playing some Miley Cyrus on Rock Band.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, does she know that you don't secretly have an obsession, or do you have the obsession now? I think you might actually be...
No, I don't. But the songs that were available on Rock Band are actually her three big hits, so it's at least they're good songs. You know, they're not her ballads. But no, she doesn't know yet. I want to see how long we can...
Well, I've kept her long. She's like, there's no fucking way that Jay, likes... Fucking Miley Cyrus, that is weird. Sweetie, he has the songs memorized. Like at any point in time, they're on his computer, they're on loop, they're on playback, whatever you want to repeat, and they go over and over, and Jay knows the words. I tell her that all the time. I'm like, test him. And then I'm waiting for the one day she tests you, and you actually pull it off. Uh-oh, are we about to hear a
this
duet?
This is one that's on Rock Band.
Oh, no. Let's hear it, Jay. Go for it.
Times I get so scared when I think about the previous relationship we shared. It was awesome, but we lost it. It's not possible for me not to care. And now we're standing in the rain, but nothing's ever gonna change until you hear.
Well, why aren't you singing? Where's the word? I don't know the word.
I didn't say we was gonna sing.
You need to sing with it right now. You gonna practice for when we test Alexis? She's like,
oh,
no way.
We're playing Rock Band. Yeah, I'll
you'll
rock
do
it. Out. Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know where they could see you and watch you playing Rock Band and singing to Miley Cyrus?
At the next listener party.
At the next listener party. For those of you not there, I already feel sorry for
you. We're gonna have the webcams on. I just can't really announce anything until after Tuesday.
Right.
10 a.m.
That's when the bomb drops.
That's when the official.
That's
when the official signing of the contract will be done.
Nice. Do we have an official date for the event?
July 12th.
That's okay. I was making sure that was the one.
Yeah.
I might have misheard earlier or something. So, for those of you wondering why Miley Cyrus is in the background, for those of you just tuning in, Crazy J does have an obsession.
Speaking of obsessed, I could play Obsessed by
Obsessed?
Miley Cyrus.
Let's hear it. Let's go. I don't know any of these fucking songs. Does that make me a man? Does that mean I'm normal?
You are not a man.
I am not a man.
No, you've got so many other weird quirks. Don't even fucking pull the shit that I like Miley Cyrus. See, I can do it all.
Dude,
she,
you got
she
it.
She wants to know. I'm gonna do it. I just think it's really funny that the last time I spoke with her was when I told her that Miley Cyrus was coming out on Rock Band,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "It's almost pedophilic."
Almost, but not quite.
But I haven't put a finger in her yet.
Yeah, that's good.
Did November 22nd, she'll be 18. That's
there
fine.
It is. That's all you need. Did you hear what happened with the guy that posted the crotch shot of her? Did you get that news?
No.
So
I didn't even get the picture.
You didn't even. I know.
God
that's
damn
a,
it!
I was so. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not condone child porn, but if you do, please send all your emails to. Crazy.
Shingles McFanny.
Shingles McFanny at gmail.com.
Yeah.
So this guy, Perez Hilton, he follows the media or whatever. Well, Miley Cyrus did the, like, Britney Spears getting out of the car with no underwear on,
right.
And he snapped a photo, and it, I guess, showed what's up.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, and, he's now most likely going to go to jail for 15 years. Good job!
Yeah.
Put a 17-year-old crotch shot.
On your website.
On your Twitter. On your Twitter.
On your Twitter.
Oh, thank you, irony. Thank you, English language.
Want to do some news?
Definitely, man.
All right, our first story is pretty funny. Out in Atlanta, Georgia, a two-caged, two-inch turtle traveling with a 10-year-old girl caused a crew to turn around and taxi the plane. Take the girl and her sisters off the flight and tell them they could not bring their pet along.
Two-inch turtles?
Two-inch turtles.
Become Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's not the ooze, it's the altitude that causes it now.
The sisters threw the animals and the cage in the trash.
Oh.
And returned to their seats crying. After Air Trans Airways employees on the jetway said they couldn't care for the turtle while their father drove to retrieve it. 2 days later, however, Carly Helm was reunited with her turtle, even though at first the family thought the pet was emptied with the trash. Carly was heading home to Milwaukee after visiting her father in Atlanta with her sisters when the flap unfolded. Rebecca said the three were led onto the jetway and told they'd have to get rid of the baby red ear slider if they wanted to reboard the plane. I don't know. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, that's...
It's a two-inch turtle.
What
it
airline
fits
is
in the
that?
Palm of your hand.
What airline is
Air that? Trans.
Air Trans?
Air Trans.
Never using Air Trans. Ever.
It's a little it's a turtle and a 10-year-old girl. We can't accommodate your turtle.
Yo, dog, I heard you don't like turtles.
It's not like it was a 150-pound turtle like the Galapagos. You know, it's a two-inch turtle.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that story.
Okay. I don't even have like a witty comeback or anything. That's just pathetic. It's like, hi, we're going to be dicks to a 10-year-old girl just because we feel like it. Come on.
Well, you might have heard about this one. A couple collects 400,000 cans to pay for their wedding.
That's a lot of work.
Spokane couple has reached its goal of collecting enough recyclable aluminum cans to pay for their wedding. Peter Geyer and Andrea Parrish estimated they needed to collect 400,000 cans worth about $3,800 to pay for their July 31st wedding. With the help of 150,000 can donation from Alco and 73,000 cans from United Recycling Services, they have reached the goal. The couple continues to collect cans this time to pay for their honeymoon. They also plan to donate some proceeds to Doctors Without Borders and Rim Country Land Institutes. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know why that was possible, to collect 400,000 cans?
Yeah, because people helped them.
No, because they were living in Spokane.
And had garbage cans.
I don't know. I was trying to find some crazy little news for you. Did you hear the latest about Mel Gibson?
I did, but we're not talking about it.
We're not going to talk about that one? Aww.
Police said a 30-year-old woman apparently fell out of a third-story window, landed on her parked car, and then walked into a neighbor's house. When she fell asleep on a couch for 2 hours, Lakemore Police Chief Mike Marches said family members believe the woman woke up before dawn and fell through the screen while opening a third-floor window. Marcy said the woman bounced off the hood of her car, walked through a neighbor's open garage door, and went into the house. The neighbor found her asleep 2 hours later and called 911. The woman, whom police have not identified, was taken by ambulance to the hospital, said she was not suffering from any life-threatening injuries, but he did not know her condition. Third story window.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, though, that woman is a monster. I'm going to fall 30 feet onto a car, and I'm going to sleep it off. I'm good. 30, like, come on.
30 feet? And she's 30 years old out of a third-story window.
Yeah, I mean,
That's pretty high.
That's got to be at least, like, 30, 40 feet. That's crazy. Four basketball hoops. She's up! I'm good. I'm going to sleep
just,
it off.
She just took a tumble. I don't know how you just do that. And another good one. Out of Kingsport, Tennessee, police arrested a woman who passed out in the drive-thru lane of her local Taco Bell after finding several open cases of beer in her car, pill bottles in her purse.
Wonder what she was doing.
According to a police report, officers responding to the possible DUI at about 11:30 p.m. found a Dodge Stratus in the drive-thru with the engine running and 34-year-old woman passed out behind the wheel. She was charged with driving under the influence. Both of her passengers were also arrested after police said they were found to be in possession of pills for which they did not have prescriptions for.
Sounds like Vegas. You sure that one wasn't no. every day here?
Kingsport, Tennessee, my friend. Mm. Kingsport, Tennessee. It's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We've got more coming up.
Oh, Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout would not take the garbage out. She'd wash the dishes and scrub the pans, cook the yams and spice the hams, and though her parents would scream and shout, she simply would not take the garbage out. And so it piled up to the ceilings, coffee grounds, potato peelings, brown bananas and rotten peas, chunks of sour cottage cheese. It filled the can, it covered the floor, it cracked the windows and blocked the door with bacon rinds and chicken bones, drippy ends of ice cream cones, prune pits, peach pits, orange peel, gloppy glumps of cold oatmeal, pizza crust and withered greens, soggy beans and tangerines, crusts of Blackburn butter toast, grisly bits of beefy roast. The garbage rolled on down the hall. It raised the roof. It broke the walls. I mean, greasy napkins, cookie crumbs, blobs of gooey bubble gum, cellophane from old bologna, rubbery, blubbery macaroni, peanut butter cake and dry curdled milk and crust of pie, rotting melons, dried up mustard, eggshells mixed with lemon custard, cold french fries and rancid meat, yellow lumps of cream of wheat. At last, the garbage reached so high that finally it touched the sky and none of her friends would come to play and all the neighbors moved away, and finally Sarah Cynthia Stout said, "Okay, I'll take the garbage out." But then, of course, it was too late. The garbage reached across the state from New York to the Golden Gate. And there, in the garbage, she did hate. Poor Sarah met an awful fate that I cannot right now relate, because the hour is much too late. But children, remember Sarah Stout. And always take the garbage out.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and I say Crazy J is okay.
With bangs, Frankenstein gives me the shapes, a that Count Dracula's driving me batty. But they're not on a par with the worst one by far, the cockroach cynics in Cincinnati. Oh, he must have needed a seltzer. It's amazing how much he got down. For lunch, he just chewed up a suburb or two. And for dinner, he ate the whole town. Willard just sent me out laughing. I thought Ben looked a little bit ratty.
Watch, sorry about that.
But they're not half as bad as the worst scare I've had. The cockroach city, Cincinnati. Oh, my heart nearly stopped. He will never be taught. The cockroach city, Cincinnati.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
So I went to went to Anthony Pool show the other night. I hadn't been to Anthony's in a while.
Right.
And I don't know. It must have been a full moon or something because...
Crazies were out?
The crazies were out. He went to hypnotize this kid, and this kid thought he was on PCP and ran behind the stage. I mean, it was just... just wacky. But it was a great time. So you should check out Anthony Cool's show as well. I mean, any show we talk about on the show, if they're on as a guest, it's because we really like their show.
Right.
And it's worthy. You need to go and check it out. And a lot of their shows are not expensive compared to the Cirque shows on the Strip. Or
Celine Dion.
Or, you know, like going to see Terry Fader or Cher or any of those. So... I was.
I think I meant Cher. Is Celine Dion still performing? Yes? No?
She hasn't started. She starts next year.
Oh, my
bad. She comes back. She was here, but.
Yeah, that's only $300, $400, $500 per ticket. Sorry. I'd rather go laugh my ass off at Michael Johns or Anthony Cools.
Yeah, and you get an awesome time. This is a great story out of Waterville, Washington. An argument over butter and macaroni and cheese. 21-year-old man called police on June 6th to say his 17-year-old sister had tried to cut his neck with the serrated edge of a spatula. The police report says the sister was making macaroni and cheese when her brother asked if she was using butter. That led to an argument over the difference between butter and margarine, and then butter battle escalated. The girl was charged in Douglas County Superior Court with fourth-degree assault.
Just like, there can only be one butter.
Seriously? Like, over macaroni and cheese?
Hey, mac and cheese? Serious stuff, man. You don't joke about it. Do you know the exact proportions and ratios of all... I'm sorry, I'm acting like a dick.
It doesn't matter if it's butter or margarine. Just put it in there.
To make it taste good.
It's steak good. There was one time growing up, my sister used to pick on me all the time, and, one summer, I outshot her, outgrew her, and we were arguing, I remember, in the kitchen, and I picked her up, because I was doing wrestling in high school at the time, so I picked her up in this wrestling hold, and I slammed her, I slammed her feet down on the ground pretty hard, and she called my dad at work to cry about it, and he was like, you knew it was coming. you knew one day he was going to come back and beat your ass. Deal with it.
The tides have changed.
The tides have definitely changed. So it is the Rock and Comedy Show. Let's do a celebrity call, shall we?
Who are we listening to this time?
Well, there's so many to choose.
I was gonna say, it looks like you got a bunch over there.
We do. We're gonna do this one. It's he was funny when he called before, so we'll see if he's funny this time. It's our former president, Mr. George Bush.
Good afternoon.
Oh, we got a little problem going on over here.
Uh oh.
What's going on? Let's do this again. Here we go.
Good afternoon, Esterly. May I help you?
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Yes.
You've got the documents.
I got the...
Yes.
Okay. I have no idea who this is or what you're talking about.
William Webster.
William who?
William Webster.
Who is this?
I'm Harvey Pitt.
You're Harvey Pitt?
Yes.
Okay. Now what?
Now you tell me.
I should tell you? I have no idea what you're talking about, my friend.
You don't have to worry about that.
Where are you going with this conversation?
And that's the problem.
Good afternoon, Esterly, man.
Good evening. I don't want you to let me down again.
Who is this and what are you talking about?
Harvey Pitt.
Doesn't mean anything to me. Are you sure you have the right number?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Harvey. What's up?
Now you tell me.
What the hell are you talking about? You know, I don't have time for this.
And let me finish.
All right, go ahead. I'm playing your game here.
I talked to my dad.
You're wasting my time.
I'm from Texas.
He's from Texas.
You gotta love it. He's from Texas. I'm from Texas. So we'll do one more here. Let's do Dr. No from... James Bond.
Bond. Yeah. And a member of Spectre.
Do what?
Spectre. Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
Who?
There might even be a place for you with Spectre.
Some kind of inspector or something. I don't know. You on a cell phone or something?
Of course.
Where are you calling from?
New world.
Some new world?
Of course. I agree.
Of course?
I only gratify your curiosity because you're the one man I've met capable of appreciating what I've done.
Well, I'm having a hard time appreciating what you're saying.
The habit of empire is persistent. I see you're wondering why, where, when.
Well, I'm just not too sure about any of that.
The handicap is what you make of it.
Yeah, you're speaking of, got an accent or something. Where are you from?
In my mission here in Pratt Key is accomplished. I destroy it and move on.
Dr. No is the one with the accent there, definitely.
Wow. I guess you have to move on, because I don't can't understand what you even tried to tell me.
I escaped to America with $10 million of their dollars in gold.
Sounds like your cheese slid off your cracker there, cuz.
I'm not a fool, so please do not treat me as one.
I'm not insinuating you may be some sort of fool, but you're talking to me in Greek.
Clumsy effort.
Thank you.
You've not contacted the headquarters since you requested a Geiger counter.
A Geiger? I don't understand.
I was the unwanted child of a German missionary.
Not make sense.
Americans are fools.
Yes, they are, and you're a fool for thinking they're a fool.
Unfortunately, I misjudged you. You are just a stupid policeman.
I don't know. I just don't know what you think you're trying to do, but you must try someone else.
I thought you less stupid.
You smell like camel?
You disappoint me.
I'm so sorry.
You cost me time.
Have a good Christmas and a happy new year to you. Thank you.
Hey, at least that guy played along, man. Fun time.
Yeah, a lot of them do. Do you know who George Takei is?
George Takei.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my friend impersonates him actually really well. So
Sulu from Star Trek?
Yeah.
Let's give this one a try.
Uh-oh.
Hey, can I help you?
Hello, Deli?
Yeah?
So my dad would like to make an order.
Okay.
Haji?
Oh, give me a second, Papu.
All right, well, can we cut the bullshit and get some food? Come on.
Okay, that bullshit, I got somebody else before you talking.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, we're trying to make an order here.
Okay, now you have to make an order. What's wrong with you? You all right?
Okay, hold on. Marsha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I put Daddy on the phone.
Daddy's going to order, okay? Here he is.
Hello? Yes?
Could you get me some hot water?
Hot water?
Hot.
Hot water. Oh, yeah,
I
got hot water. You want hot water?
Fuck. Fuck. Could you get me some hot water?
God damn it, you gotta be making what? Hello?
Could you get me some hot water?
Papa, I'm a plate. You got time for plate. Thank you, but get the hell out of my phone, please.
Get the hell out of my phone.
Hello, M&A.
Sir, my dad's trying to make an order.
No, but you say hot water. What the hell is that?
He has Tourette's.
Go ahead. Tell me. Hot water, what else?
Dry oatmeal.
Dry oatmeal?
Fuck! Dry oatmeal.
Dry oatmeal, what else? Yeah, you say dry oatmeal.
Fuck!
M&A, can I help you?
Dry oatmeal.
Oh, okay, one second.
Fuck.
Yeah, all right,
fuck.
Listen, I'm not playing around. If you want something, let me know what you want.
Fuck.
Hello.
Fuck.
Hello.
Dry oatmeal.
Dry oatmeal.
You know what I could go for right now?
Some dry oatmeal?
And some fuck!
I think this next one is George Takei, and he's actually calling in. I think he's hitting on the guy.
Sounds
good.
Because
those rednecks flip out, you know.
They do. They're not good. They're not good with the homo section.
Oh. Bill, how've you been?
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Well, have you heard anything about it yet?
Who is this?
George Takei here. How have you been?
I don't believe I know you.
I grew up in Arkansas.
You did? Well,
yes.
So did I. But I don't believe I know you.
I circled an ad here in the paper that might interest you. Here, it says, 1, lengthy black teenager for sale.
Teenager for sale?
Yes.
Well, just a minute.
Oh, great. Can you excuse me while I dappled my wang with the latex?
Yeah.
You won't believe what I just heard.
What did you just hear?
I love lengthy black men.
Oh, you do?
Excuse me, but aren't you a grimy Mexican?
No, I'm just hillbilly from Arkansas.
You had better be prepared to turn wet and messy.
What?
Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother. You wrong sex makes me wet and messy.
Excuse me, but aren't you aroused?
Aroused? No, you're pissing me off, motherfucker.
You seem to be aroused.
No, you're pissing me off.
But I'm just a bit concerned about lengthy black teenagers.
You sound like a sick motherfucker.
Yes.
I'd like to have about 5 minutes alone with you.
You're a pathetic.
I'd make you pathetic, you piece of shit.
I'll show you. I'm going to get that wang.
Wow.
I hate you.
I ain't got much damn use for you either.
That's crazy.
Crazy? You sound like you got a problem, brother. You ever read the Bible? Good Lord put a man to sleep and took a real bite of him for a walk. And if you like long, lengthy black men and you like, I bet you even like children, don't you?
Yes.
I'd give you $500 to meet you.
I want to get to know your lengthy black lollipop.
Oh, I got your black lengthy lollipop.
I love your wang.
I bet you'd love my 12-gauge shotgun, too.
Why?
Stuck up your ass and pull the trigger about 3 times.
I feel ridiculous.
No, you're ridiculous.
Now, don't get all worked up over it.
I'd like to put you out of your fucking misery.
I get a strong smell from my wang.
Well, take a fucking bath.
Good idea. One of my neighbors in Denver is a lengthy black teenager.
Well, you should have called him.
Excuse me, but aren't you a grimy Mexican?
No, I'm not no Mexican.
Oh, my God.
Now what?
Now, don't get all worked up over it.
About what?
My flag.
Your flag?
Yes.
It's all the things you've mentioned in your language that you since you've called that I care anything about is the word God. Everything else has been nasty, filthy, obscene, vile, perverted.
Let me think about this. I'll call you back in an hour.
Boy, I tell you what, now, I don't know how you come up with my motherfucking telephone number. But you're hitting the wrong bases here.
I love those celebrity calls. They're badass. George Takei from Star Trek. It's the Rotten Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. Still, Ed, we are going to do the Crazy 8 Countdown as our summer portion of the Rotten Comedy Show continues. We always do the Crazy 8 Countdown, and we've got some good songs in there. Rabbi.
Some Miley Cyrus in there?
No, they're funny songs.
Oh.
They're not right. They're, the
but what if I want? What if I want to listen to Miley Cyrus now?
Well, you can. I'll burn you a CD. I'll burn you a CD.
Will you be singing instead of her?
I could.
You could?
I could.
I'd like that.
Maybe I'll do that at the next listener party.
Sounds good.
Maybe like singing up there and singing some 7 Things About You or Party in the U.S.A.
I'm feeling some Party in the U.S.A.
Well, you should. That's your ringtone when you call me.
The unfortunate aspect of that, ladies and gentlemen, is it's actually true.
It's 100% true. I'm not lying. I don't lie on this show. Everything I state is 100% fact.
You know what? Actually, I need to tell the viewers I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't drink, but I do lie.
So. You do drink.
Don't you get the joke? I'll leave the stand-up to you, yeah. Jay.
Thank you. Thank
you. I'll save everyone else the pain and misery.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Aye, these kids today, they don't respect the rules. Teen vampires look so gay, prancing around their schools. They never wear their capes, they do not fear the sun. They even go on dates,
my children, what have you become? Look at Edward, he wears lipstick. It's so absurd, it makes me sick. See the movie, you'll know I'm right. Everybody go see Twilight. Too much romance, not enough fright. Everybody go see Twilight. You'll agree that I am right. I was a classic in black and white. And I only came out that night. I kept my pants on, I was polite. I only wanted
we're gonna
one
have fun.
Yes.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
Delicious.
You like it?
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter in. Put on the paper hat. Get out the lamp. I even like the cork. Waiter, four. Keep pouring it. Every night, New Year's Eve. You got it. Every night we're gonna do this. I don't care. Lose the job, everything. What are you gonna do? What's gonna do?
Free. Only wanna be free.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar one evening fair, and one could tell by how he walked that he'd drunk more than his share. He fumbled round until he could no longer keep his feet, and he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring ding diddle little idio, ring da diddly io. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. About that time, two young and lovely girls just happened by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye, "See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt." Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly i-o. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath the kilt. They crept up on that sleeping Scotsman quiet as could be, lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see, and there behold for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring ding diddle little laddie-o, ring da diddly i-o, was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a moment, then one said, "We must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along." As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Ring ding diddle little adio, ring da diddly io. Around the bonny star the Scots kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman woke to nature's call and stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt and gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he says to what's before his eyes, "Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize." Ring ding diddle little adio, ring da diddly io. Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Kevin, now that you're in eighth grade, let's not talk about alcohol. You've got a lot going on. Sports, homework. So I'm sure you haven't noticed where we keep the alcohol in the house. When you hang out with your friends, I know how innocent it is. You play video games, watch educational TV programs. Besides, you're too smart to have friends who drink. By the time you reach high school, trying to be cool and fit in will be the last thing on your mind. You'll be focused on getting into my alma mater, not experimenting with drinking. So don't worry. I won't ask you if you've tried alcohol or what you're doing when you sleep over a friend's house. I mean, you're too young to even think about stuff like drinking. Right, kiddo?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Romaine. As a former model, I used to walk runways all over the world. Paris, Milan, New York. This is Salif Diarra. As a local health worker, he walks the pathways of his village in Mali, West Africa, every day to help treat severely ill children. Like many children in the developing world, those in Salif's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children in Salif's village get the care they need to survive. And even though you can't walk in his shoes, you can help him with his work. Help one, save many. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of three children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a fifth grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a five-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home is built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Well, beat the drum.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Insane Rabbi.
Is up here in the 44th floor.
Yeah, it's awesome up here.
It is. You know what I really noticed?
What?
The bright sunlight and heat, it almost creates like a glistening, like a glow of Dumpster 3. It's pretty gross.
Right.
Right.
And yet, Dumpster 3 so far away, you could still smell
it. You could still smell it.
Up here.
Yeah, the heat radiates the smell and the look, like everything gets magnified, kind of like a migraine.
Right. Well, Big Lance hasn't been doing what he's supposed to do, so.
Get on him about that stuff.
He's leaving. I said, you go tell a 300-pound black man to go take
you know what? Out. I will. That is, I am not scared, all right?
He'll put a cab in your ass. Dude.
I believe it.
There's no doubt about it.
Big Lance. I'll be like, Big Lance, can you put, I'm sorry. Before I even ask him to do anything, I'm like, I'm sorry. So what are we looking at over there on that computer?
A young man in Bavaria, it's all that Jaeger. A young man in Bavaria who reportedly forgot to take his medication taunted a group of Hell's Angels at their clubhouse over the weekend by dropping his pants, throwing a puppy at the bikers, and then making his getaway in a stolen front loader.
Why you gotta throw the puppy?
Right? What did the puppy do? It's like that scene in Anchorman when Jack Black has the dog. The 26-year-old drove onto the biker clubhouse grounds on Sunday afternoon. There's where the student pulled down his Bermuda shorts, mooning a group of bikers before throwing a puppy at them. The man then fled the scene, stopping at an Autobahn construction site to steal a front loader, which he attempted to drive to Munich. But his slow pace caused a 5-kilometric traffic jam.
Kilometer.
No, it doesn't say meter.
Wow, it's a mistype. Okay, ladies and gentlemen that report the news, please proofread your shit.
After making it just 1 kilometer along the highway, the 26-year-old hitched a ride with a truck, which left him off Etching, not far from Munich. Police lost track of him for a while there, but they quickly located him again, finding out that he had neglected to take his medication for depression. He was checked into a psychiatric clinic for treatment. Meanwhile, the puppy he tossed at the bikers is being cared for by a freezing, I guess is what it's called, animal shelter.
Yay, puppy's all right.
Yeah, but he's a puppy kicker.
Yo, I
puppy
hate you
kicker.
Guys. He is a puppy kicker.
He's a puppy kicker.
Oh, no. I didn't know those people really existed outside of Michael Johns' show.
Right?
Oh, no.
Oh, this is a good one. A woman was accused of leaving her 6-year-old son home alone at night while she drove to the city an hour to the east. Authorities said the 39-year-old mother drove to Medina, and the boy called 911 when he woke up early Thursday and became scared when he could not find his mother. Authorities said the mother told deputies she couldn't sleep, so she went for a drive. The woman was charged with felony abuse or neglect of a child, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison upon conviction. Her bond was set at $1,500 cash. I couldn't sleep, so I went for a drive. Leave my 6-year-old son at home. So.
Hey, I heard 6-year-old kids are fine by themselves. You just gotta put an Xbox 360, a Wii, and some cereal. They're fine, trust me.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, dude, that's pretty much what raised me. I was raised by all sorts of video. I was about to actually start naming video game characters, and then I realized that normal people listen to the show, so nobody would understand what I was saying.
And I would have to go, nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Oh, this is also another fantastic story. In Gainesville, police charged a woman with child abuse after the woman's 17-year-old daughter was found bleeding from a bite mark on her breast.
What?
Adrina K. King, 39, was charged when she was arrested by Officer Kelvin. In an arrest report, Walker said the victim had been sitting on the couch while she and King argued. The victim told police that her 220-pound, 5'4" mother jumped on top of her and hit her with her hands. Walker said the victim's face was scratched so deeply it bled, and that the skin on the victim's left breast was broken and bleeding as a result of having been bit by King. King was booked into an Alachua County jail. Her bond was set at $15,000. My question is, what the hell were you arguing about that you would have to bite your daughter? Like, physically bite your daughter?
My only question is she cute? And if so, can I bite her?
What?
What? I'm perverted? What? Maybe? What? I don't know. That's like the Jew in me. It just makes me want to say a bunch of perverted shit. That, and it always makes me think about money. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. Out of New Zealand, a blonde ponytail burglar ate some food, drank some alcohol, tried on some clothes, and then found the bed in a New Zealand home just right. No, his name was not Goldilocks, but upon finding the modern-day Goldilocks asleep in his bed, the homeowner in southern city of Christchurch exercised on option that the three bears didn't. He called the police. In court, 39-year-old Vanessa Joy Long pleaded guilty and said she blacked out and doesn't remember what happened on June 5th. The judge ordered a probation report to see if Long was suitable for home detention and could pay for her misdemeanors. The damage was estimated at $1,500, and that's 1,064 New Zealand dollars, and she was released on bail for sentencing on September 1st.
Weirdo.
And our final story of this week.
Oh, no.
Comes out of Jersey City.
That's fantastic.
She's beautiful, isn't she? That's,
oh, geez. That's
Vanessa Martin. She's 23, of New York.
And, I wish the people that are listening to this could see that. That is just
she appears
amazing.
In central judicial processing in Jersey City, she is charged with aggravated assault, endangering the welfare of children, and weapons offenses. 23-year-old mother of two children pulled a gun from her baby carriage and fired it at the Jersey City father of her children in fit of rage over his new girlfriend. Vanessa Marty of New York was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose, unlawful possession of a weapon, and endangering the welfare of children. That's a lot of charges.
She's going away for a while.
Marty dropped off her two kids, a 3-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy, at their father's home and asked the kid's father to use a cell phone. She then looked through the logged calls, called the man's new girlfriend, and began arguing with her. When the 22-year-old Jersey City man grabbed his phone and locked himself in the bedroom, The mother of his children kicked in the door. The man then wrestled Marty into the apartment building hallway, where she grabbed the 9mm handgun from the baby carriage and fired a shot that lodged in the wall.
This is why you don't let women access your phone, men.
Or
all right?
Let them have a gun. A police spokesman said it isn't known if one of the children was in the carriage with the gun. The children stayed with the father after the incident. Marty fled the building but was caught by police. Said, adding that the gun was discovered in the waistband of Marty's pants. Marty complained of pain in her ribs and was treated at the Jersey City Medical Center, so say police.
I think the pain wasn't in her ribs, but actually her head. Because there's got to be something fucking wrong up there. Like, I'm going to fire a gunshot 3 feet from my kid. Yeah.
So that is the story. That is the stories for this week. I hope you enjoyed them. I'm not in the news. It is 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys are going to blow some shit up.
Yes.
I am. I want to go to Pahrump. I want to go to Pahrump and buy some cool
hookers?
Shit.
Hookers?
No. You don't buy hookers in Pahrump.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Just fireworks for you?
Yeah.
You don't go down.
That's the only action I want.
Oh, Jay.
I don't want the girls from Pahrump.
They're pretty nasty.
Yeah, I'd rather have
fireworks. What is that road called? There's like one road.
I don't know, Rabbi. What is it called?
I should know, shouldn't I? I've been there so many times. Oops, sorry, Alexis. I will get the name of that, and on our next show, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Brothel Road, Brothel Street?
It's no. In all honesty, it's like Hooker Paradise. Like, that's the fucking road.
I don't think it's called Hooker Paradise.
I think it might be.
I don't think Hooker is...
I'm putting $0 as a bet that it is named Hooker Paradise.
It's not called Hooker Paradise. Why don't you just do
it? I'm going to Google it.
Google it right now.
Thank you, Google.
Why keep them waiting? I don't think there's ever a street with the name Hooker in it.
I bet there might be.
There's not.
Pahrump, Nevada. Brothel Street.
I'll type up Pahrump brothels and see what we get.
Homestead Road. That's
Homestead.
It.
That's not even close.
Shut up.
Just because it says ho in it.
Homestead Road.
Yeah. You're ridiculous.
I'm not. It should be called Hooker Paradise.
But it's not.
I think it should be. That's. I think there would be Homestead Road. Oh, let's go down here. It sounds so homely. And what the fuck? You know, you take your fucking kids down there. You don't know what's over there. Okay, if it was like Hooker Paradise, no dad would take his family down that road. And every guy driving down there, they know exactly what's down there.
Yeah.
You know who could work on Hooker Paradise?
No.
Vanessa Marty. Or whatever her name is.
Vanessa Marty?
The crazy one.
Yeah, she's definitely not. We're going to do a celebrity call before our break. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger, ladies and gentlemen, your favorite.
Thank you for calling.
Hi.
They have the account number, please.
Give me your address there.
Pardon me?
I need to speak to Pereira Jose.
On what department, sir?
Yeah. Pereira Jose is going to talk to you about something very important.
You're looking for the credit card services?
Could you get her on the phone, please?
Oh, I don't know his direct number, sir. Is this about your credit card?
Excuse me. What's the matter? You've been busy, but, you know, I like that. I'm in kind of a hurry. Go on.
Yeah, for a while, sir.
I need to speak to Pereira Jose.
My name is... I may ask, who am I speaking with, please?
Who is it this time?
My name is... sir.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. May I please have your first and last name?
Yeah. I'm Quaid. Douglas
sorry,
Quaid.
Sir, what's your...
Douglas
yes,
Quaid.
Sir, I didn't quite...
Don't you understand?
All right. Yes, sir. I'm trying to ask for your first and last name, sir.
Good.
I wasn't able to catch the first time.
Good.
I am Quaid.
Douglas Quaid.
All right. Let me please ask for your credit card number, sir.
I don't know. Hey, I'm a police officer.
Sir, okay, sir. Let me understand, sir. You're calling with regard to an account that is not yours. You are a police
yes.
officer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll still need the account number, sir, that you're calling on.
What's the numbers? But they're the harbingers of your doom.
Whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
I'm a police officer. I'm pressing charges against you.
Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and note down on the account. But
what?
How can we help you today?
Who are you? What's your real name?
My name is sir, from the security department. The
good.
Security.
Good.
I'm unable
thank
to
you.
Disclose full name.
Okay.
Sir.
Yes. Con men, thieves, degenerates, lowlifes, thugs, criminals. This is an arrest. I'm pressing charges against you. I'm a cop, you idiot.
Yes, sir. Please do not use abusive language on the line. If there's anything
stop
that
it.
I can help you with, we can proceed, sir.
I'm
but
sorry.
If there's nothing that you are saying, sir, that will
sorry.
Help us or will help another card
excuse
member,
me.
Then we'll have to disconnect
stop
the call,
it.
Sir.
What's the matter?
Yes, sir. You did. Are you calling, sir, for a specific account?
Yeah.
What is the account number, please?
5 7 1 1 7 2 That's the best mindfuck yet. Your confusion is not rational. Doesn't make any sense.
Yes, sir. I don't have this as a account number that pulls up any information. Are these all the numbers
what?
For the account, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm unable to pull up any account information with this number.
No. No. Don't start this. Going to talk to you about something very important. I need to
yes,
speak
sir,
to Pereira Jose. Do you mind? I need to speak to Pereira Jose. Do you want me to go to the housing now with him?
Yes, unfortunately, sir, I do not. I
stop
will not
it.
Be able to connect you to the person without the account number.
Could you get her on the phone, please?
Unfortunately, sir, I will need to reference the call
stop
to the
it.
Account number.
You don't want to help me just say so, but I don't need a lecture. Stop whining. I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine! I'm pissed off!
Thank you, sir, for calling.
Stop
our
it!
Services. We appreciate your call and time.
Stop it! You know why you're shouting?
He seemed angry at the end.
He does get kind of angry sometimes.
Maybe.
I freaking love it. Anyway, it's the Rock and Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. It's Insane Rabbi and yours truly, Crazy J. 20 years, dude.
20 years. That is an accomplishment. Like, no joke. That is serious fucking work.
I take it pretty serious. Serious. Yeah, I take it serious. I do. And in that 20 years, I've done a lot. I've interviewed a lot of people. I've changed the show a number of times. Had a couple of different co-hosts and guest co-hosts, and
well,
you know, it's been one hell of a ride, dude.
20 years, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people listening every week. I think like you said, you are very serious about the show. I think that
I do take a lot of time and pride into it.
You do.
You know,
I'm here. I'm the one that has to deal with you. Ah, fucking hang on. I'm finishing the editing.
Well, do you want me not to finish it? And then it sounds like crap.
If it means we get to Tofu Hut faster, fuck yeah.
Well, I got to talk because Tofu Hut is fantastic.
It is awesome.
But and we just recently went to Tofu
yes,
Hut.
Yes, we did.
A couple nights ago. The next night, my buddy Pinto called and goes, I'm in the mood for Korean barbecue, and I found this new place, and I want to try it out. And I said, I'm always down for Korean barbecue. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, actually, Alexis messaged me. Maybe you were the one that tipped her off, but she's like, there's supposedly another Korean barbecue place that we have to try.
Well, there's a whole bunch on that strip.
Right.
But this particular one, it is, again, all you can eat, but you actually go up to, like, if you go to a buffet here in town, how they have it all spread out.
Right.
They have whatever you want all spread out.
So you just go grab it?
Just grab it and bring it back and cook it on your table.
That is... So, in other words, when I'm starving, I don't have to wait 10 minutes for my food?
Just go get it.
God, I love America.
As soon as you walk in,
I love
down.
America.
And they have all different kinds of rices and soups and
even
you can do salads.
Barbecue.
And you can do... it's fantastic.
How much was it?
Comparable.
About the same?
Yeah,
maybe a little more?
A little bit more. But
I think it's going to be a bit more for that food being laid out. They probably have to...
But it's good.
Wow. Well, we'll have to give it a shot. I mean, Tofu Hut.
Like, because you can just take the portion that you want.
Right.
Just make enough for you. And then you have your little section. You can cook and do your thing. Somebody else. And it was good. I love Tofu Hut. Don't get me wrong. I'll go there every day of the week. But
do I smell Korean barbecue battle? Or whoever decides to give us the most money in sponsorship funds? Maybe.
Maybe.
Whoever does that happens
I think
to be
that
the
would
best.
Probably be Tofu Hut because we've been in there so many times.
I was going to say.
But this new place is... really good. And if I could pronounce the name of it, I would.
I was about to sound really, really racist. I was like, Chingo da 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 da, that's the name. But then I realized, wait, there might be people from Korea listening in, and yeah. I do not want to offend them.
Too late.
So, in
if
retrospect...
If you were offended, send your email to...
ShinglesMcFanny@gmail.com.
he won't read them. He'll be like, did I piss off the Koreans? Probably.
Yeah. Remember that joke you made 3 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. StarCraft? What? Yeah, okay.
But, no, this new place is really good. I'm thinking we should go soon.
Definitely.
Because it's fantastic. Maybe we'll talk Michael Johns into going there since he keeps blowing off Tofu Hut.
Dude, no kidding.
Michael Johns,
what are you doing? He fucking promised me Tofu Hut.
He's in California. When he called in today, he was on his way to California, but he's going to be back tomorrow. He's talking about he's going to do it, that we're going to go.
Well, he better.
So, we'll just see.
Tofu Hut, Michael Johns, you, me, hot Asian little girls sitting all around us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a pretty good time.
I'm having a fantastic idea with that.
Actually, you know what? I could probably pay Korean girls to show up and sit.
Why? When they're there. Why spend the money?
They are there a lot. That's true.
Why spend the money?
No, reason number 365 why to go to Tofu Hut.
Right.
And I did happen to just name the same number as the amount of days in the year. Complete fucking coincidence.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown, the top 8 wackiest, craziest songs of the week.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you're getting to you?
It's feeling really good right now.
I can see it in your face.
Woo, it's good.
Oh, he's getting a little heat. He's getting a little red.
Yeah, see, and it's not like I just do shots of Jaeger. For those listening, I actually do Jaeger and Coke. I put the shots of Jaeger
in. He fucking
in
pounds
Coke.
It, ladies and gentlemen.
I do. I drink. And this is not a beginner cup.
That Wow. So, you bet three full of those?
Three full.
How much Jaeger are you putting in there?
2-3 shots.
So you're up to about 8 shots total? Where?
Yeah, it's not that strong.
Oh, I believe it.
Taste that.
Yeah.
It's not that strong. And it's very good.
Oh, that is fantastic.
See? Oh, one of the many things you learn here at the Rock and Comedy Show.
Yes.
Drink tips. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We've got the Crazy 8 coming up next.
I'm This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jade. He's got something to say. Crazy Jade thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jade, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
That right there, my friends, is about 15 years old.
Who is that that did that?
His name is Howard Skinner. He was in a couple of bands in Orange County. You don't know him.
I thought I heard of him.
You've never met
him. Skinner might be something that
you,
might be...
You might be thinking of Leonard Skinner.
Yes.
Or Mr. Skinner on The Simpsons.
I was thinking Mr. Skinner on The Simpsons might be what I'm thinking of.
But you've never met him. But anyway, going back to the Jaeger and Coke, you know who introduced me to the Jaeger and Coke?
Who?
Comedian Dennis Leary.
Really?
At the Improv one night. He went up to the bar and he's like, I'd like a Jaeger and Coke. And they mixed it together. And I was like, well, that's interesting.
Interesting, definitely.
And he said, yeah, it's good.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have Crazy J about to pound probably now reaching 90 ounces of Jaeger and Coke. I'd say...
I'm not going anywhere. I still got to edit this piece of crap show when we're done.
but, I don't know, man. We may end up be going to Tofu Hut tonight. I may have some peeps to hang with.
Oh.
Well, or maybe we'll try the new place.
The new place is fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Because not only do they have the spicy chicken,
uh-huh,
which apparently is too hot for Rabbi, and he tells people in advance. He tells people in advance, it's too spicy. Just see if you can order some non-spicy chicken before we get there.
Hey, I had two pieces of chicken. I shat fire.
Hey. But what's hot for you isn't hot for other people.
I agree. I never say it's that hot.
Let them experience it. But back, they have spicy, and they have plain all set out ready to go.
That's fantastic. No joke.
And they have it where you can grill up the vegetables and the onions and oh my god, it was fantastic.
My ass is still burning. It was burning all fucking day from two pieces of spicy chicken.
You want me to
chicken.
Blow it out for you?
Yes, please. No, and all, I think I'm just allergic to whatever the... Because it's honestly not that spicy, but the next day, oh, it's fucking spicy. So, I think that I might just be allergic to it or something like that.
No, I don't think it is.
A spice. One of the spices that they put in it, my stomach...
You're not, if you were allergic to it, it's not going to make you shit fire, all right?
It made me shit fire. It made me shit watery fire. It gave me a stomach ache for a day. All right, I am allergic or something to that fucking spicy chicken, but god damn it, it does taste good.
Hey, we talked about Alan Kennedy last week on the show,
right,
who is a listener in Ireland. We gave him a lot of grief because he doesn't have an Irish name.
You mean he's not American?
No, he's Ireland.
What was his name again?
Alan Kennedy.
You sure he's not American?
No, I'm sure. He's from Ireland. And he listens to the show, and I was like, one of the music programs I use for the music on the show is Bear Share, and they give you a chance to talk to people that share the same music as you. So he listens to some comedy and stuff that I listen to, so he'll send me an instant message. That's how I started talking to this guy. So I told him, so he's like, hey, you should talk about me on the next show, which we did. And what's funny about it is I said, so do you listen? Because when I upload the show, it goes through Bear Share, and it goes through iTunes, and it goes through...
Right.
And he was like, I said, dude, you listen to the show through Bear Share. He said there's a radio station that pirates the show on, like, Sunday nights.
Right. I think you were telling me about this.
That's badass. He goes, are you mad?
Serious.
I was like, why would I be mad?
Serious. Take a look. Other radio shows have picked up Crazy J before. They're doing it now. What more do I got to say?
So, thank you, Alan, for listening, but our hits have kind of gone up a little bit.
Really?
In Ireland. So we're now 22.
You're 22?
It hits, just from Ireland alone. We usually only have four, but we're up to 22.
So we have an 18. We have a
Yeah. Oh,
what is that? 550% increase? Got to bring the Jew math in. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, let's do the countdown.
Throughout
the year, we only do the countdown if we have time, if time permits. And a lot of people enjoy the countdown. So I made a commitment that during the summertime, the summer version of the Rock and Comedy Show, we will make time for the Crazy Egg Countdown. Last week we did 8 songs that were all referenced about summer. This time these are just some fun songs that we love to play, and they get a lot of requests. One of them has already been played on today's show, but it is on the countdown. We're going to start at number 8, of course, because that's a good number to start at. It's Weird Al Yankovic, who is in concert, my friends. Check out WeirdAl.com for concert dates. For those of you in the Nevada area, he will be in Henderson August 20th.
We're going.
Oh, we're so there. Anyway, number 8 on our countdown, Weird Al Yankovic with one of the greatest recordings of all times. It's a little song, a little story. Sit back and enjoy it. It's Albuquerque.
Way back when I was just a little bitty boy, living in a box under the stairs in the corner of the basement of the house half a block down the street from Jerry's bait shop. You know the place. Well, anyway, back then life was going swell and everything was just peachy. Except, of course, for the undeniable fact that every single morning, my mother would make me a big old bowl of sauerkraut for breakfast. And he chewed off my eyebrows, and I took out his appendix, and he gave me
later, I heard a familiar voice. And you know what it said? I'll tell you what it said. It said, if you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. In Albuquerque. A solemn vow right then and there that I would not rest. I would not sleep for an instant until the one nostriled man was brought to justice. But first I decided to buy some donuts. So I got in my car and I drove over to the donut shop and I walked on up to the guy behind the counter and he said, yeah, what do you want? I said, you got any glazed donuts? He said, no, we're out of glazed donuts. I said, well, you got any jelly donuts? He said, no, we're out of jelly donuts. I said, you got any Bavarian cream-filled donuts? He said, no, we're out of Bavarian cream-filled donuts. I said, you got any cinnamon rolls? He said, no, we're out of cinnamon rolls. I said, you got any apple fritters? He said, no, we're out of apple fritters. I said, you got any bear claws? He said, wait a minute, I'll go check. Box of 1 dozen starving, crazed weasels. I said, okay, I'll take that. So he hands me the box, and I open up the lid, and the weasels jump out. They immediately latch onto my face and start biting me all over. Oh, man, they were just going nuts. They were tearing me apart. You know, I think it was just about that time that a little ditty started going through my head. I believe it went a little something like this. That's exactly when I ran into the girl of my dreams. Her name was Zelda. She was a calligraphy enthusiast with a slight overbite and hair the color of strained peaches. I'll never forget the very first thing she said to me. She said, hey, you got weasels on your face. That's when I knew it was true love. We were inseparable after that. Oh, we ate together, we bathed together, we even shared the same piece of mint-flavored dental floss. The world was our burrito. So we got married and we bought us a house and had two beautiful children, Nathaniel and Superfly. Oh, we were so very, very, very happy. Oh, yeah. But then one fateful night, Zelda said to me, she said, sweetie pumpkin, do you want to join the Columbia Record Club? I said, whoa! Hold on now, baby! I'm just not ready for that kind of a commitment! So we broke up and I never saw her again, but that's just the way things go! Looking up for me, because about a week later, I finally achieved my lifelong dream. That's right, I got me a part-time job at the Sizzler. I even made employee of the month after I put out that grease fire with my face. Oh yeah, everybody was pretty jealous of me after that. I was getting a lot of attitude. Okay, like one time, I was out in the parking lot trying to remove my excess earwax with a golf pencil, when I see this guy Marty trying to carry a big old soap up the stairs all by himself. So I say to him, I say, hey, you want me to help you with that? And Marty, he just rolls his eyes and goes, no, I want you to cut off my arms and legs with a chainsaw. So I did. And then he gets all indignant on me. He's like, hey, man, I was just being sarcastic. Well, that's just great. How was I supposed to know that? I'm not a mind reader, for crying out loud. Besides, now he's got a really cute nickname, Torso Boy. So what's he complaining about? Hey, that reminds me of another amusing anecdote. This guy comes up to me on the street and he tells me he hasn't had a bite in 3 days. Well, I knew what he meant, but just to be funny, I took a big bite out of his jugular vein. And he's yelling and screaming and bleeding all over. And I'm like, hey, come on, don't you get it? But he kept controlling around on the sidewalk, bleeding and screaming. Ah! 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 And I'm completely missing the irony of the whole situation. Man, some people just can't take a joke, you know? Anyway, where was I? Kind of lost my train of thought. Anyway, I know it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, but I guess the whole point I'm trying to make here is I hate sauerkraut! That's all I'm really trying to say. And by the way, if one day you happen to wake up and find yourself in an existential quandary, full of loathing and self-doubt and racked with the pain and isolation of your pitiful, meaningless existence, at least you can take a small bit of comfort in knowing that somewhere out there in this crazy old mixed-up universe of ours, there's still a little place.
My friends, funny thing, when that album came out, I did an interview with Bermuda Schwartz's drummer, and he gave me a little 10 second audio clip of one song that was going to be on the album, and it was just the last note, bang,
right?
And when he goes, there's a song on this album that people are just probably not going to like, you know, it's a good song, but it's not, he doesn't think it was going to be a fan favorite. Turned out to be a huge fan favorite. People loved Albuquerque when it came out. When I went to the store and I bought the album, I'm listening to it on the way home. I get to the last track because I knew this was the one he was referring to. And I was in my car because I was still listening to it because, let's face it, it's 17 minutes long. And I got out of the car and my mom, I remember my mom going, what were you doing out there? I go, oh, I was listening to the last Weird Al track and it's amazing. So I went in the house, and I go, you have to hear it. And I put it in, and I said, you're going to want to sit down. No, I'm fine. I sat all day at work.
Right. Okay.
Well, 3-4 minutes in, she's leaning up against the door. She's
just like, when is this shit going to be over?
And I go, I told you to sit down. I told you to sit down.
Parents don't listen, man.
And then, you know, parents just don't understand. Anyway,
rebel team spirit, man. I don't understand it.
It gets all the way down to the last part where he, you know, does the end of the song, which absolutely has nothing to do with anything at all. And she looked at me and said, thank you for wasting my time. I told you to sit down. Weird Al said he would never be able to do that song in concert because it was something that he sort of made up in the studio on the fly.
Right.
But he now does it, and it is a huge fan.
17, wow.
Well, he doesn't do the whole thing in concert. He gets into the meat of it, but as soon as he starts it, people just start laughing. It's not really 17 minutes, but it feels 17.
It feels.
But it's a fantastic, you know, I love that recording, and that's why it's number 8. But,
shall we move on to number 7?
We should.
Crazy J, this ain't Sonic Heaven. It's just insanity. Let's go with number 7, number 7. Number 15 years old,
young innocent boy on a playground at school. When I first met Joy, her t-shirt was white and her chest was quite large. When the storm clouds rolled in, started coming down hard. White shirts and rain, yeah, they bring on a change. We knew she had a set, but when she got a mold wet, you could see everything. I just stood there in awe. She didn't have on a bra. A cold wind hit her back, and I popped her rack. White shirts and rain. I've heard them called hangers. I've heard them called camps. I've heard them called cha-chas and chee-chees and boobies and two really good friends. Some like to be pet on, painted on and pawed. Some like to be kissed on. Some you can't touch and hold. Jet white shirts and rain. Yeah, they bring on a change. They've all got a set, but when they get them both wet, you can see everything. And it's hard not to stare when you're sitting right over there. Could you run through my lawn? I got my sprinkler on. Oh, today looks like no rain.
Oh, you gotta love number 7. It's Rodney Carrington here on the Crazy 8 Countdown with White Shirts and Rain. Rabbi likes white shorts in the rain on
I
young
do.
Boys.
Yeah, do we need to bring this up? Do we really need to bring... first the candlestick story, now you're bringing this out about me.
Well, you know, you say things about me.
Oh, my gosh.
Telling people I'm an alky.
You're making it hard on me, man.
And that was not
a pun intended. Okay, maybe it was.
Well, did you like that boob song?
You know what?
I want to throw in another really quick one by Rodney Carrington about boobs.
Please do.
We always need to make room for boobs.
We do.
Here it is.
We don't get enough of them.
Titties and bears. Titties and bears.
Titties and bears.
Titties and bears. I'm not almighty for titties and beer.
Big titties and beer.
I'm two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
Like Rabbi.
There's one thing daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties.
A little titties and beer.
Great big titties in my beer.
I like
God
all
damn
forms
it,
of titties.
I love those motherfucking titties.
That ain't the song, but it is now. And we'd love to do that at your wedding if you'd have us. That'd be a great song to usher in in-laws with, wouldn't it? Titties and beer.
Oh. Anyway, there it is. I love titties and beer. We got another song about boobs and Rodney Carrington on the countdown coming up real soon. You're not going to want to miss it. Anyway, you're listening. I'm sorry I told people that you like white shorts and
on little boys.
I didn't say little boys.
Yes,
I said,
you did.
I said
you
young
said
boys.
Oh, same fucking deal.
Well, 18 is young. It's still legal.
Maybe. Maybe that's okay.
It's all right, Rabbi.
Is it? Nobody. Can I embrace my homosexuality?
Nobody listens.
Yeah. We're talking into space. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
My girlfriend would care. She'd be like, what? What is this about you and penis?
She already knows.
She already knows.
She already knows what your obsession is with penis.
Massive amounts of obsession. Uh-oh. What is this? What are we turning on here?
Crazy J gets the sonic kicks. Here we go now to number six. Here we go, let's go. Give him number six.
I got it all, dude.
I know you got it all.
I took care of myself back in the day.
Back in the day?
I was like,
sure,
hey,
aren't taking care of yourself now.
I'm fucked up now. I got all kinds of problems.
Too many drugs and...
Hey, that's one thing I've never done.
Really?
Drugs. Ever. Ever.
That's fantastic.
Ever.
Not How do you get so fucked up then?
Alcohol. And my family. And my friends.
You develop, you know... tendencies of the people around you.
I meant when I was doing the show solo years ago, I used to have people come in and I'm like, hey, I need this. I think it would be cool to do some intros for the Crazy A Countdown. And they would do it. But in Vegas, I was like, hey, I need some intros for the Crazy A Countdown. That'll be $500.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's Vegas.
That's Vegas.
That's Vegas.
So what are you going
to do? Don't live here unless you already do. And if you already do, or if you want to come visit.
Wait. Don't live here unless you already do.
No, I meant like don't move here. I guess I could have just said that.
We're full.
We're done. Stop moving here.
The housing market has crashed. There are no jobs. Don't come here. All right? We're at a 14% unemployment rate.
That's it?
That's what do you mean? We're the second.
It seems like a lot fucking higher.
It is. We're the second highest state in the country.
I know.
That's
we're up there.
14%.
Oh, I know it's huge. But honestly, every fucking person I know is unemployed.
Everybody.
Everybody is.
Everybody. You are now unemployed.
I am now unemployed.
I am unemployed.
I could name a few more names, but that would just be depressing.
Let's stop.
This is a comedy show. We do not talk about economic failures.
No, we talk about Jaeger and Coke.
We talk about Jaeger and Coke and candlesticks and white shorts in the rain on young boys. That is exactly what the Rocking Comedy Show...
Not white shirts on young boys, white shorts.
White shorts. Did I say shirts?
You did.
I meant to say shorts, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize. I think we may have to take it to the tape on that one. I think you misheard me, sir.
I don't think we did.
So number six. Shall we roll it in here?
It's our friend Dino Mike.
Uh-oh.
And his song called 99 Times. Here it is.
So I see you decline my Facebook friend request, and it seems I'm the only person you detest. Mystery, how could you still hate me if it seems you should know? Apologize, at least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Apologize, least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter. Your attitude is just so typical. I think you're being a bit hypocritical. Remember when you stole that stripper from me?
That was my best performance.
Whoa. I know that she missed her period. We can tag team that if you're keeping it. We can be one big happy family. It was only 99 times.
that I was with your wife, and I apologize. At least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight. It's only 99 times that I was with your wife, and I apologize. At least it wasn't 100. Well, you won't even budge. Man, you can hold a grudge. Just come over tonight and we can play Street Fighter.
The 99th time that I've heard that song on this show. It comes in at number 6. It's 99 times by Dino Mike. Check him out online, dinomike.com. Make sure when you visit his website, you put that hyphen between the Dino and the Mike.
And how is Dino spelled?
T-I-N-O.
That's right. I think I was going to say, isn't it Y? I haven't been there in a while. I got to check out his site again.
No, it's like Dino as in dinosaur.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, so check him out online, dinomike.com. He's also on Facebook, MySpace. He doesn't Twitter. He doesn't have a tweet.
I heard Miley Cyrus earlier, the show had some tweet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I not allowed to talk about that? My bad.
I don't want to go to prison with Perez Hilton.
With Perez.
All right?
I apologize.
I just like some of her songs.
Okay.
All right? I'm not taking beaver shots. I'm not going to go to jail. I'm in the comfort of my own living room playing Rock Band, Miley Cyrus songs. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
What is wrong with that? It's just I'm playing. What if I was a real guitar player and they're like, hey, Miley Cyrus needs a backup guitarist. We need you to be there. It would be no different. I would be on stage playing Miley Cyrus songs.
And according to Alexis, you're obsessed.
No, I'm borderline pedophilic, according to your girlfriend.
Gotcha. My bad.
I got things to say about that. That bothers me.
It should.
You know,
how dare she attack you like that?
She doesn't say anything to Mad Mike when he says he has Bieber fever.
Hey.
And he's 15.
It's okay to like little boys. I thought that's what we already established.
No,
on
it's
the show.
Okay for you to like little boys.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was, like, allowed in the country.
It's not allowed.
Haven't you seen what the church does all the time? I mean, come on. Oops.
You're going on the church?
Uh-oh. It's because I'm Jewish. I got to fight back, and I got to fight them.
This is the latest from Miley Cyrus.
This is the latest?
From her brand new album. This is a Rock Band song right here. Know me, I can get a bit crazy. Have to get my way up 24 hours a day. Everywhere just gives me mad attention. Like I'm under infection. I always get the chance, cause I'm built like that. I go through guys like mine, me flying out the head. They try to change me, but they realize they can't. And every tomorrow is the day I never plan. You're gonna be my man, understand. I can't be saved. I can't be saved. I can't be saved. That's a pretty jamming song.
It's not bad.
I don't care what you say.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't care.
Lyrics are pretty shitty, but other than that.
No, it's a great fucking song.
Hey, if I was going to be singing it.
I know she's singing that to her dad, that she can't be tamed. When that bitch turns 18, she's fucking
she
going crazy.
She is gone. That is Lindsay Lohan 2.0.
She's getting all of her money because she'll be 18. She can get all that Disney money. She's gone. She's gone. She's going to be
Lindsay Lohan 2.0, man. I'm saying, I'm calling
it. I don't think she's going to be that bad.
But
she's going to let loose. And that's just a little warning song to Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, if she would like to let loose, the 44th floor is a fantastic place, along with Las Vegas, as I was just telling people not to move here just a few minutes ago. But, Miley, if you want to show yourself in an untamed way, 44th floor here in Las Vegas, let us know when you come visit.
Yeah, we would like to interview you.
Yep.
We would have fun.
So what do we got next on this sexy
We're
countdown?
Gonna take a break, and when we come back we will have song number 5 on our countdown, which again is by Rodney Carrington.
Awesome.
And we'll be back right after this.
Kevin, now that you're in 8th grade, let's not talk about alcohol. You've got a lot going on. Sports, homework, so I'm sure you haven't noticed where we keep the alcohol in the house. When you hang out with your friends, I know how innocent it is. You play video games, watch educational TV programs. Besides, You're too smart to have friends who drink. And by the time you reach high school, trying to be cool and fit in will be the last thing on your mind. You'll be focused on getting into my alma mater, not experimenting with drinking. So don't worry. I won't ask you if you've tried alcohol or what you're doing when you sleep over a friend's house. I mean, you're too young to even think about stuff like drinking. Right, kiddo?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Romaine. As a former model, I used to walk runways all over the world. Paris, Milan, New York. This is Salif Diarra. As a local health worker, he walks the pathways of his village in Mali, West Africa, every day to help treat severely ill children. Like many children in the developing world, those in Salif's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children in Salif's village get the care they need to survive. And even though you can't walk in his shoes, you can help him with his work. Help one, save many. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help get the good where it needs to go. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy J.
Fuck. Find the radio station. Uhura's monitoring the broadcast. Cut in and have yourselves beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. We are counting down the top 8 songs on the Crazy 8 Countdown. If you missed it, number 8 was Albuquerque by Weird Al Yankovic. Number 7 was White Shirts and Rain by Roddy Carrington. And number 6 was 99 Times by Weird Al Yankovic, which takes us down to number 5. And that's 4th of July weekend, and we need a patriotic song. A song where I want everyone to just get involved and feel very patriotic. Ladies, take your shirts off.
There is no higher form of...
Take your shirts off. Be proud that you are an American. Do it for the troops who are... fighting for us overseas.
Yes.
Men with big titties, take those shirts off. All right? We need it because this is a very patriotic song for the 4th of July. No joke. Let's do it.
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. And maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra, set those puppies free. They'd look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. Either you got two fun bags, show them to me. I don't care if they don't match, your one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad, they're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this robe, show your globes, and a happy man I'll be. Either you got dos chichis, show them to me. fighting everyone I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me. Show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your acting of being ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Yeah. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good and it'll give me what, and we'll make history. If you love your country, I'm gonna say it one more time. I said, if you love your country, yeah, then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
There it is. Number five on our countdown.
I really feel like I need to just walk around Vegas with that, like, what is it? What is the boombox or whatever it is? And just play that song the second I see a cute girl. Just be like, hey, patriotic, let's go. Titties. Now. Yeah. I think it might work.
You know what, the best booby song ever?
I'd love to hear it.
It's by a group called the Holy Mold Rounders.
Mm-hmm.
I always envisioned doing a music video for this and just seeing the boobs bouncing up and down.
Can you get them going in a circle? I think they need to go in like two circles in this situation.
Do you like boobs a lot?
Yeah, I like boobs a lot.
Boobs a lot, boobs a lot.
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Really like boobs a lot.
You gotta like boobs a lot.
Boobs a lot, boobs a lot.
Gotta like boobs a lot.
Down in the locker room, just three boys. Beating down the locker room with all that noise. Singing, do you like boobs a lot?
Gotta like boobs a lot.
If you like that song, vote for it. It'll be on the countdown next week. Holy Mold Rounder is coming in. Not on the countdown. Just a little extra. Little teaser. Because of boobs. Boobs are fun.
They are.
That's why I'm growing my own pair.
Ooh. They look pretty sexy from here.
A pretty solid A cup.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
When are you going to start letting other people grope you?
You can grope me whenever you want. You're just afraid.
I am a little afraid. I'm afraid of becoming attached.
Wait till they get as big as Alexis.
Oh, jeez. Has she ever been on webcam? I don't think anybody's even seen them.
Oh, she's been on webcam.
She has. I know she's been on webcam, but has there been a good shot?
Well, not relatively, when the Chicken McNugget contest was going.
I think your fans deserve a good cleavage shot.
Do they?
Of my girlfriend.
Gotcha.
I share. I'm a giving person, ladies and gentlemen. And are we gearing up for the number four countdown here?
Number four.
We're sliding around all over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number four. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number four.
Number four. It's a classic. It's Barnes and Barnes. Here they are with the Pineapple Princess.
Come on, surfers. Let's take our beach party to the beautiful island of Oahu, where we can have sex and get wasted.
It's the Crazy 8 Countdown. Countdown the top 8 songs. That was number 4. Pineapple Princess by Barnes & Barnes. Pineapple Princess. You be my pineapple princess. Anyway, it's Crazy 8 Countdown. And I think next week we might have to do like the top 8 songs about boobs.
That it's a varied enough topic. I think you could easily pull that off.
I think I've definitely got enough songs about the topic. We could definitely make it happen.
How about men with hairy asses? You got 8 songs for that?
You know I got that.
Just for me.
I don't have 8 songs, but you know I got it. Are you missing it?
I'm missing it. Can you play just a little clip?
Because we didn't hear it today?
We did not. I need to hear it. It's my intro song. What happened?
It's not necessarily your intro song.
It's just whenever I got to step in for the Mad Mike and his Yoko-itis. It has to be played at least once while I'm here.
You think so?
I think so. We can cut it out.
When a moon
here we go.
He said to cut it out.
But Indusol is proud of his behind.
You gotta do the chorus though.
You now receive
way too much memory. I'll try.
And the image is burned into your mind. There's nothing grosser than a man with a hairy ass. Man with a hairy ass. A hairy ass.
Everybody,
a hairy ass.
Do you feel better?
I do feel better. Thank you for that.
Oh, nice and pushy. When you
got a
pushy-tushy. You can make it look more.
That make you feel better?
That did make me feel better. That, especially bringing the word tushy back into play was
not
good.
Not just tushy. Bushy-tushy.
Bushy-tushy.
Everybody likes the bushy-tushy.
Everybody but my girlfriend.
Well, you know, that could be a, that could, you know, Alexis, if you're listening, could be a form of foreplay. Get out the razor. Get out the shaving cream.
I might like that.
And shave away.
You know what the problem would be, though? It grows back twice as thick.
Well, you,
that would defy all
you know
laws
what,
of
you
physics.
Know what, you know what stops that? Don't let it grow back.
Just keep it shaved?
Yeah, just...
I'll have razor burn in my
you
ass.
You use it, get it off, and then you go and you get the hair removal stuff that they sell, and you just wash your ass with it.
You know what I think we need to do?
What?
We need to have a rocking comedy. Not necessarily a listener party, but... a webcam experience of me going to the laser hair removal for my rectal region.
Yeah.
I definitely could see that, and they need to wax my nipples. We get some video of that. I think it'd be good. I think we could maybe add it on to the highlight to your DVD or something like that.
Yeah. Ooh, what a highlight.
What a highlight. It'll be our second DVD.
That'd be the whole thing.
It's going to take 45 minutes of Rabbi getting waxed.
I'll tell you what I do. I turn in Crazy J and I play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in to Crazy J. He's going to play us number 3. I'm going to buy me a radio.
You know you like these intros.
These intros are amazing. You know what I don't like about them? They weren't made by me. I can obviously play guitar and sing. Let's go. Come on.
Number 3 on our countdown. It's Weird Al again. Another story. Another time to take a break for Rabbi and I. Well, this song is on, but I love it. It's from his latest album, Straight Outta Linwood. And the thing about this story is it's probably happened to a number of people. In fact, it happened to me the other day. I couldn't get out of the drive-thru. I couldn't back up because of the car behind me. Couldn't go forward because the person behind me or in front of me actually wanted to order 5,000 items off the menu, and it took for fucking ever. If you're going to order, seriously, people, if you're going to order that much food, go in. The drive-thru is supposed to be quick. Like, I know what I want. I'm driving up. I want it. Get it to me. I'm going. Don't sit there. And literally, I watched 6-7 bags go into this car.
You know what the best part was? There's only one person in there.
Oh, there was 2 or 3 people in there. But, I mean, like, seriously, 6-7 bags. And then here comes the sodas. Here comes the ice cream. Go inside!
You seem to have a little rage about this here,
it
Crazy
pisses
Jay.
Me off. It's not, every time you go in, you get stuck. You can't back up. They should have, like, a wider lane, so if you just change your mind, you can just bolt out.
Yeah.
You should go up and slap them. You should be allowed to go up and slap those people for being stupid.
Yeah, but do you know what? If you allowed people to get slapped for being stupid, just in generic situations, the world, nobody would have a face. It would just be dead.
Nobody would have a face.
It would be... there is no chance.
Anyway, here's number 3 on our countdown. It's Trapped in the Drive-Thru.
Trapped
watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this behind the music with Leonard Skinner? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, so what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just Cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you wanna do? She says, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can't we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you wanna go? She says, how about the Ivy? I said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door. Open the garage door, then I open the car doors, and we get in those car doors. Put my key in the ignition, and then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seatbelts as we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru, heading out to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru, getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru, now we're here at the drive-thru. Drive-through line, me and her, cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says, maybe we should park, we could just go eat inside. I said, I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take our order, and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one, we'll split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? God, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer, I said medium, not large. Then she says, we're having a specialized supersize you at no charge. Oh. That's all I could say was, oh. And she says, now there's something else.
that I really think you should know.
You can have unlimited refills
for just a quarter more.
I say great, except we're in the drive-thru, so what would I want that for?
But she says, wait a minute, your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald and moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also had bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toe. And she said, sister, please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, next window, please tell me $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio.
Was getting a headache, so we both just sat there quietly for her sake. Then I looked at her and she looked back at me, and I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're at the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no wallet. And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $5.82. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only. We don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really? Well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kinda strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your sinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long I had a little pile of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you sell about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know, I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16 wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me and I look at him. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup, and he says, oh, yeah, that's right, but just stay down there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight. And then he hands me the ketchup, and now we're finally. Say.
coming in at number 3 on our countdown of the funniest songs of the week. That is Trapped in the Drive-Thru by Weird Al Yankovic. Coming in at number 4, we had Pineapple Princess by Barnes and Barnes. Number 5 was Show Them to Me. Show them to me, Rabbi. Show them to me. You're not showing them to me. You're keeping them exposed. I want to see those hairy. Look at them hairy nips.
I was going to say, I can expose them, but you're not going to see shit. It's just going to look like Chewbacca's chest.
Anyway, number 5 was Show Them to Me by Rodney Carrington. Number 6 was 99 Times by Dino Mike. Number 7 was White Shirts and Rain by Rodney Carrington. And number 8, Albuquerque. What did we learn about that song? That
it's
Weird Al.
Way too long.
No, it's not. It's
what?
A great song.
It is a great
yeah,
song.
We don't say anything bad about Albuquerque.
Your mom would say something bad about
no,
Albuquerque.
No, once she realized the comedy of it, it was funny. Because I realized my mom wasn't really paying attention. She was just trying to, you know, she was distracted and she wouldn't pay full attention. But when I had her full attention and she realized the comedic value, because that song is brilliant.
It is. It really
it
is.
It is. And, you know, what did we learn? That Weird Al hates coleslaw.
He does.
Sauerkraut. I'm sorry. I apologize. Sauerkraut. That's why Albuquerque was created. Because he hates sauerkraut. Anyway, moving on the countdown. Number 2, it's Rabbi's favorite song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What song
played,
is
we
this?
We played it earlier tonight, but it's worthy enough that we played enough that it could actually be number 2 on our countdown. Here's What You Say by Dino Mike.
All the same, youth of us and sample originality. Ooh, shame, self-referred song intro. Of course it is.
I was trying for so long, long just to hit the notes myself.
Looking for the name, drop the garbage in my face. Cause when my song comes up on the top 10 chart, my ego gets so huge. Cause I'm a hip hop star and I'm better than you are. Take to auto tune, and now I sound.
Been working here for so long, why would I stop on this song? Samey, all the same,
at first you
thought it was so cool, now we just sound like fools.
This filter makes me sound so gay, I can
say I'm gonna beat you, give you syphilis and leave you.
But
your bunch of sick, it's not okay,
cause my
voice is so unthreatening.
When my vocoder turned off in a sellout crowd, it was clear that I was through.
Thanks to auto-tune.
We sound all the same.
Everyone
Number two, Dynamite. Just think, for $5 more, it could have been number one.
It could have been. If only he was to pay us a little bit more money.
He was like, I don't need to pay you. I'm on a record label now, bitch. I'm like, whoa. Dynamite.
How many people have purchased and downloaded your albums?
Yeah.
And how many people have downloaded the Rock and Comedy Show? So I'm sorry. I think, Jay, you still got the numbers on him.
Dynamite would never say anything bad about
he him. Wouldn't.
The Crazy Jay Rock and Comedy Show. Not to my face.
Behind our backs, definitely.
Behind our back, I can't hear. My God, that show's fucking... Oh! He might say that.
But definitely a really good song there, coming in at number two.
Yes, and now... And now...
The number one.
The number one.
Come on, Jay. Let's have some fun. Little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from
number eight.
Come on, Jay.
Don't hesitate.
Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Woo.
I got just number enough one. That by the time this number one song is
Woo,
done, the glass
one.
Will be empty.
You're going to piss Jaeger. Maybe some coke in there.
There it is, the number one intro for the number one song. We played it on our countdown last week. Some people requested it, wanted to hear it again. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Weird Al with one of his very first storytelling songs. That's right. It's all about a little adventure he took with his family to see... the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night when my family and I were gathered round the dinner table, I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big world now, where'd you like to go to? He said, Dad, we want to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. So the very next day we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye. So began our 3-day journey. Picked up a guy holding a sign that said Twine Baller Bus. He smelled real bad and he said his name was Bernie. I put in a Slim Whitman tape, my wife put on a brand new hairnet. Kids were in the backseat jumping up and down, yelling, are we there yet? And all of us were joined together in one common thought as we rolled down the long and winding interstate and off 53 to Soda. We're gonna see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. We're heading for the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota. Well, we couldn't wait to get there, so we drove straight through for 3 whole days and nights. Of course, we stopped for more pickled wieners now and then. The scenery was just so pretty. Boy, I wish the kids could have seen it, but you can't see out of the side of the car because the windows are completely covered with the decals from all the places where we've already been. Like Elvisorama, the Tupperware Museum, the Boll Weevil Monument, Cranberry World, the Shuffleboard Hall of Fame, Poodle Dog Rock, and the Mecca of Albino Squirrels. We've been to Ghost Town Theme Parks, Wax Museums, and the place where you can drive through the middle of a tree scene, alligator farm, the tarantula wrenches, but there's still one thing we gotta see. Well, we crossed the state line about 6:39, and we saw the sign that said Twine Ball Exit 50 miles. Oh, the kids were so happy, they started singing 99 bottles of beer on the wall for the 27th time that day. So we pulled off the road at the Last Chance gas station, got a few more pickled wieners and a diet chocolate soda. On our way to see the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
as the sun was setting in the Minnesota sky. Out in the distance, on the horizon, it appeared to me like a vision before my unbelieving eyes. We parked the car and walked with awe-filled reverence toward that glorious, huge, majestic sphere. I was just so overwhelmed by its sheer immensity, I had to pop myself a fear. Yes, on these hallowed grounds, open 10 to 8 on weekdays, in a little shrine under a makeshift pagoda, there sits the biggest bottle of wine in Minnesota. I tell you, it's the biggest bottle of wine in Minnesota. Oh, what on earth would make a man decide to do that kind of thing? And I warned the kids, now you better not touch it, those ropes are there for a reason. I said, maybe if you're good, I'll tie it to the back of our car and we can take it home, but I was only teasing. Then we went to the gift shop and stood in line, bought a souvenir miniature ball of twine, some window decals, and anything else they sell us. And I bought a couple postcards, greetings from the twine ball, wish you were here, won't the folks back home be jealous. Gave her camera to Bernie and we stood by the ball and we all gathered round and said cheese. Then Bernie ran away with my brand new Instamatic, but at least we got our memories. So we all just stared at the ball for a while and my eyes got moist, but I said with a smile, kid, this here's what America's all about. Then I started feeling kind of gooey inside and I fell on my knees and I cried and cried, and that's when those security guards threw us out. You know, I bet if we unraveled that sucker, it'd roll all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. Cause it's the biggest bottle of wine in Minnesota. I'm talking about the biggest bottle of wine in Minnesota. Well, we stayed that night at the Twine Ball Inn. In the morning, we were on our way home again. But we didn't really want to leave, that was perfectly clear. Said, folks, I can tell you're all sad to go. Then I winked my eye and I said, you know, I got a funny kind of feeling we'll be coming back again next year. Cause I've been all around this great big world and I can't think of anywhere else I'd rather go to than the biggest fun and wine in Minnesota.
Oh, there it is. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Number one, biggest ball of twine in Minnesota, was on our countdown last week. Number two was Whatcha Say, All the Same, All the Same, Dynamike. Number three was Trapped in the Drive-Thru by Weird Al. Number four was Pineapple Princess. I'm a princess. Someday. Anyway, number five was Show Them to Me by Rodney Carrington. Number six was 99 Times by Dino Mike. Number seven was White Shirts in the Rain by Rodney Carrington. And number eight, Albuquerque by Weird Al Yankovic. Hope you had fun. I had fun. The Jaeger has run out. The Coke has run out. And, well, now that sounded different, didn't it? The Jaeger and Coke, I should say, has run out. The party must come to an end. It's 4th of July. I'm going to hit up the lake. I'm going to go out there and have a good time. And hopefully you guys all have a safe 4th of July. And we'll catch you next time.